listening to the Bible 126 show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The only animal that will go to heaven. One thing you need to know is that the Word of God tells us absolutes. It does not leave room for interpretation or for middle ground. You are either saved or not saved. You are either heading to heaven or heading to hell. You are either of Jesus Christ or the Antichrist. And the generation we live in does not like absolutes. It likes to redefine things. Now, the Word of God reveals to us that there is only one type of animal that will go to heaven, and that is the one and only animal I want to be. And do you know what that one and only animal is? Sheep. Sheep are the only animal that will go to heaven. Sheep are not as intelligent as horses, dogs, or pigs. Pigs are astonishingly intelligent creatures. Decades of research and scientific observation has clearly shown that pigs are intelligent, complex creatures. Pigs have the capacity to experience some of the same emotions as humans, like happiness, excitement, fear, and anxiety. They are able to remember important pieces of information for long periods of time. They have broad social abilities too, like distinguishing individuals out of a group, communicating with each other through touch, smell, sound, and sight, and learning to pick up on the verbal and nonverbal cues of humans. Sheep are not as intelligent as pigs. Sheep are dumb. They are defenseless, and the one and only animal that God will accept in heaven is not lions, tigers, bears, pigs, but sheep. Our Lord Jesus said in John 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." There is a reason why Jesus said, "My sheep," and not "my cows." "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to know that if you are indeed a sheep of God, He knows you. And not only does He know you, you follow Him. I get the picture that even as Jesus looks across the world at a vast number of people on earth, there are over 7 billion people on earth. He is able to pick out His sheep by name. There is a false doctrine that is preached, and that I have even heard unbelievers say, and that is, we are all God's children. The Bible clearly tells us that there are people whose father are the devil. God knows His sheep by name. John 10, verse 27 and 28. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Do you see how protective Jesus is with one of His sheep? Firstly, He gives them eternal life. That means for all the endless ages, throughout eternity, His sheep will be with Him in heaven. In heaven, heaven is the eternal home of sheep. It is the perfect home of peace where our joy will rise into eternity. When we get to heaven, we shall not have the fear of anything because evil will be done away with. There, nothing will cause us to be afraid. Death does not exist in heaven. It is forever swallowed up in victory so that we can say, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You are not allowed here, death. You cannot cross this line, death. Aren't you tired of graveyards and funerals? Aren't you tired of losing loved ones? Aren't you tired of the randomness of death? It just comes out of the blue. One minute they are here, the next minute they are gone. But not in heaven. Everything in heaven is there to stay. You won't find a graveyard in heaven. You won't find a funeral in heaven. You won't find tears in heaven. There are no goodbyes. You won't have to watch a family member fall sick, because sickness is not allowed there. It is forbidden. Entrance is forbidden. Nothing will ever corrupt the eternal bliss we will enjoy in heaven. There is nothing but life, real life in heaven. We only need to endure a little while more till we find ourselves in heaven. All the pains, toiling, sufferings and persecutions we have endured on earth will all become things of the past, never to be remembered or experienced. You live this life, let's say, for 100 years at most, but heaven is forever. This 100 years will be nothing once you are in heaven. Secondly, Jesus will ensure his sheep will never perish, and no one will pluck them out of his hand. That is protection. That is the covering of the Lord. So I have one question for you today. Are you his sheep? I have another question. Is the Lord your shepherd? I believe one thing that sends a lot of people to hell is this issue of not wanting to be sheep. You see, salvation is something that you can only accept as a free gift. But a proud man or a proud woman does not want to be helpless and has to earn everything they get. Hell is full of proud people, people that never wanted to be sheep. People that never wanted Jesus to be their shepherd. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 21 and 22. Now he, which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of spirit in our hearts. There is so much security in this passage for us as believers. Paul assures us that no matter what comes our way in this life, you and I will be able to stand firm in our faith because we have been adopted and made complete in Jesus. You and I can walk in the confidence of knowing that we are anointed, meaning we are set apart and equipped for his purpose in life. Before giving our life to Christ, we were alienated from God. However, at salvation, we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. From that time, we became the people of God. Therefore, we are no longer of ourselves, for we were bought with a price. Just as anyone who owns a property is at liberty to put a mark of identification on it, we belong to God, and the mark of God's identity on us is the Holy Spirit. God sealed us with the Holy Spirit the moment we gave our lives to Christ. The seal of the Holy Spirit helps every believer to identify with Christ, without which we are none of his. Romans 8 verse 9 confirms this saying. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The proof that we belong to God is that the seal of God's ownership, which is the Holy Spirit, is on us. If something was sealed, everyone knew who it belonged to. The seal had an insignia, and the seal prevented anyone else from tampering with the item. The Holy Spirit is upon us to identify us and to protect us. Ephesians 1 verse 13 and 14 says, in whom ye also trusted, After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. So, the Holy Spirit keeps us alert and reminded that this world is not our home, but that we are only passing by. We are true citizens of heaven, and the Holy Spirit just keeps giving us that reminder. So the moment we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is given to us as a proof that we have a place that is better than where we are presently. Of course, we know that the Holy Spirit is from heaven. Having Him in our lives means that we are partakers of heaven. You cannot have the seal of the Holy Spirit and go to hell, because hell is not the home of the Holy Spirit. Also, without the seal of the Holy Spirit, you cannot expect to enter heaven because you don't have a pass. Your entry into heaven is the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are loved with an everlasting love. Our great Creator came on this earth and died for you. You and I deserved hell. God would have been completely justified to line us up all one by one and cast us into hell. But our God is not only a God of justice, He is a God of love. And when the conversation came up about the destiny of mankind, and when no one on earth could save mankind, and when no angel could save mankind, Jesus stepped forward and said, "I will go." Jesus was in heaven already. He didn't have to come for you and me. Not only did He bleed and die on the cross for you, but now He is waiting for you in heaven.